It's time for us to talk about audio description, and with galleries and theatres and museums opening at, well, different stages, I suppose. What does it mean though for audio description? If you go to the theatre, you have the audio description of what's happening on stage from galleries and museums. You have audio described tours. Well, technology once again it come to the fore, with description being streamed to our TVs, our tablets, our smart devices, and even galleries and museums getting in on the act as well. It keeps arts venues open to people with sight loss. And Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye is here. Hello, Anne.
Hello there, Alan.
So things are getting better. Every time we speak, I think we seem to find more and more audio description out there. But we are going to start more with art and galleries, first of all. But tell us about your trip to Dublin.
Well, this was a virtual trip to Dublin. Sadly, I didn't actually get to go and drink any Guinness or anything. So this was an interesting experiment, the first time I've done this, which was to run the training session over, it wasn't actually Zoom, it was another online platform, Microsoft Teams. So all the participants were there, so I could see them. And we worked through the day. We did the usual exercises. We couldn't do any guiding training, just the theory. And obviously, we were just working from photographs of objects and pictures. But it still seemed to work well, got lots of good feedback about it. And the outcome is that I think there are a dozen people involved, and they're all from different museums. Some are decorative arts, some are folk arts, some are even geology. And they all went away very enthused as to how they were going to improve the service they offer for blind and partially sighted visitors. So whether that's developing recorded guides for a touring exhibition, doing live described tours in the venue, looking at online descriptions. So lots of developments going to be happening. So that was really, really exciting, and to know they were opening up their buildings and their collections.
Indeed, especially right now where we are probably looking more online. And we're going to stick at you with the sort of galleries theme, aren't we, for our next what couple we've got to look at here?
Yes, I'm just quoting from my colleagues at Vocalize. They've picked out a couple of really interesting exhibitions which you can listen to online. So one is for the Royal Holloway, University of London. They have a Victorian picture gallery with an incredible collection of art, and they have recently launched a free online audio described tour of a selection of paintings from the picture gallery. And then another one, which I'm definitely going to have a listen to this one. This is about Handel and Hendrix in London. So two rather different styles of musician there. And again, there's an audio described guide, and that takes you on a tour of Handel's house and Hendrix's flat. So if you've got nothing to do for a little while, it might be interesting to go on a virtual journey around the homes of those two musicians, I think.
It's so contrasting, isn't it? Jimi Hendrix and then Handel for the classical fans as well. Okay, so that's gallery. Shall we go to theatre? Because there is more happening there as well.
There are various developments there. One I was just going to mention, colleagues through Vocalise and other describers have been working for the Old Vic doing description through Zoom. Now, apparently on Zoom, there's a translation feature, which means you can press a button and jump in quickly with your audio description. So this is it's all very experimental. It's just been trying out this week and next, and people can access it on smartphones, on their tablets, through different ways. It seems to be a bit varied about reception, which probably depends on Wi-Fi and signal and all that sort of thing, but it does open up other possibilities for ways of transmitting audio description, and it's great that the Old Vic is thinking about this and trialing it. So we're all up for new ways of getting audio description out there.
And it sounds very instant as well. And it sounds like a quick way to get content up there while you perhaps work on more polished versions.
Yes, the thing about it is it's live. So, in contrast to the online pieces, for example, at the National Theatre or the other productions that have been streamed online, where the audio description is recorded in advance, this is actually more like a theatre situation where the describer is sitting there and doing the audio description live. So it's got a bit of that excitement that will make feel a bit more like a theatre performance, I guess.
So sounds good. Good one to follow up on. Almost out of time, and I'm gonna what one or two more you want to squeeze in before the end?
Yes, sure. I just wanted to mention Talking Heads. Again, a group of describers. We've all been working together and we've written the audio introductions to each of the Talking Heads that are being streamed at the moment. I think they're going to be available for about a year, so plenty of chance for people to catch them. As you'll know, they're all dramatic monologues, are very easy to listen to and absorb, enter into the world of the characters. But if you're wondering, I wonder what they look like, wonder what they're wearing, I wonder where they're situated, then the introductions will provide that information. So we're all doing that all around the country in our own bedrooms, just recording those, and they're going to be housed on the Vocalise website.
Fantastic. Nice little mixed bag there for us. And now, if people would like more information, what are the best places to go to, or where are the best places to go to?
They can go to the website, mindsidedescription.co.uk. You can go to the Vocalise website, which is vocalise.co.uk. And you can follow us on Twitter, where we put the latest news about rescheduled performances and things like that. That's at Mind's Eye Arts. And we're also on Facebook, or you can just drop us an email, mindsidedescription@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And we'll catch up with you again very soon for some more audio description updates. But thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.